This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't forget Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders. He will join us in under 20 minutes. It's coming up at 9 a.m. So you definitely don't want to miss that. Keep listening.
All right, so just to clarify the monumental CSN thing down in Blacksburg. Yeah. If you're in a sports bar and they've got DirecTV, and most of the bars do have DirecTV, then obviously you have Monumental on the guide,
right?
Because DirecTV is up to date. In the hotels, when you're flipping through the channels, it still says CSN.
Gotcha.
Even though it's Monumental, just wanted to clarify.
There you have it.
So anyway, so I got a call from my daughter on Saturday morning, and as you most of you know, my daughter's a senior at Virginia Tech down in Blacksburg, and this is what happened. I don't know what you guys said yesterday, why
nothing.
I was out.
Said nothing.
Nope.
Okay. So on late Friday night, early Saturday morning at 2:30 in the morning, my daughter is, you know, she's sleeping and she's got three roommates. Two of them were not in the apartment and they live in this place called RSA, which is Roanoke Street Apartments. And they're older, you know, kind of beat down buildings that are not really updated. The appliances suck. I mean, the carpets suck. They're just old, but they're cheaper.
Stuff.
They're cheaper than some of the newer places that are nice. But a lot of seniors want to live there because it's really close to downtown. It's down close to Main Street. So my daughter's been there for 2 years. But Saturday morning, 2:30, my daughter's sleeping and she hears her phone. She answers the phone. Her roommate, Tara, whose room is right next to hers, says, "Are you hearing this? That banging?" She said, "No, I haven't heard it." And then she gets up out of her bed and she starts to hear it even more. All right. So this is what happened. Someone kicked down the door of their apartment.
Ooh.
So my daughter's roommate, Tara, had her door locked. They both locked their bedroom doors. They hear someone in the hallway trying to get into the doors. They can't get into Tara's room because she has it locked. My daughter, I told her, "I don't know why you did this. You should have just called the cops immediately." My daughter opened the door because she wanted to see what was going on, who was in there.
What's the commotion?
Normal reaction.
It's pitch black in the apartment. The man who was in the hallway sees that and tries to bang into my daughter's room and tries to open the door. She's able to fight him off that way. And she's
from behind the door. She's
inside
pushing the door, basically.
She's in her bedroom and he's in the hallway trying to push into the door. And she's fighting it because he's trying to get into the room. And she's threatening to call the cops, yada, yada, yada. Finally, she's able to close the door and lock it real quick. And she calls the cops immediately. So he's screaming, "Let me in." I think he's screaming, "I got to get in there. Let me in." I don't know exactly. She was freaked out. So she doesn't know exactly what he was saying.
Yeah.
And she couldn't give a description to the cops because it was dark. So the cops come, like five cops come. And this is where I was all day yesterday. I went down on Sunday morning and stayed the night just to be with her. I talked to the lead investigator. I talked to the rental office manager. There's no description of him because it was dark and he left. He kicked the door in. They called a maintenance person at 2:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning. So the maintenance guy was on call. He came in, fixed the door, and the door is basically destroyed. My daughter was freaking out. She was crying. The cops come. She gives her story. But the problem is there's no description because there's no cameras or security cameras at this apartment complex. A lot of the other newer complexes all have security cameras on the entryway of the buildings. There's eight buildings at RSA. None of them have security cameras. This has happened a few times over the last few years. My oldest daughter also lived there. Never happened with her, but she had friends that this happened. The cops think that this was just a college kid, a drunk college kid, trying to get into what he thought was his apartment,
okay.
which is fair.
Right.
That could have happened, but what if it wasn't?
Yeah, true.
But my point to the rental office manager, and I'm speaking to the cop, is even if it was a drunk college kid, he could have done something to her.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Something really bad could have happened.
I mean, girls get raped all the time on college campuses. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm bringing this up is because we are seen in Blacksburg and we're heard in Blacksburg. RSA, the owners of this, there's four owners of RSA, Roanoke Street Apartments. They need to put security cameras on each building.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine it's going to cost that much because this can't go unpunished. So this kid or man has to be caught.
Yep.
Now, obviously, he's done. He's not going to get caught for this unless he does it again somewhere else. But I wanted to tell the story because if you have a student down there, especially a girl, and they're thinking about staying in RSA next year or, you know, and if you have a freshman, they're thinking about moving in to one of these apartment complexes, do yourself a favor and make sure that they have installed security cameras.
Yep.
Because if they haven't, don't stay there. Now, it's cheaper than some of these other spots, but it's not worth it. And I'm going to hopefully talk to the owners of the complex and ask them, why aren't you putting cameras? I mean, it's just a safety issue. And
how's your daughter handling it? Like, that's a traumatic incident.
She wasn't good.
She back to class and everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she wasn't good. She was happy I was there. Once she talked to the cops, told her story, and I got down there, she was fine. She wasn't good for about the first few hours that I was hanging out with her, but she's fine now. She's back to class. She's good. She's got one more semester there. But I can't imagine what she was going through on Saturday morning at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when someone's busting into her door.
No, I can't imagine
terrifying.
Either. When you said that you want them to get cameras or whatever, what was their excuse? What did they say? Like, did they say, nah, it's too expensive? Or
well, I haven't actually talked to the owners of RSA. I just talked to the rental office manager, and she says, yes, we've had these requests many times, and for whatever reason, the owners don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a cost-cutting thing? I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine.
Must be.
I can't imagine that it costs that much to put eight cameras.
I don't know how much that costs.
No,
but those slumlords... I'm sorry, I don't know them.
Oh.
That's the whole point. They don't spend money.
I agree, but they need to.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it before. I really didn't. I just told my daughter
something like that happens.
I just told my daughter and her roommates just make sure your doors are locked. But this idiot kicked the door down. Right. I mean, what if he had a gun or a knife or what? Maybe he did. I don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Hey, is RSA considered on campus or off campus?
It's considered off campus.
Okay.
Yep.
Because you could, if it was considered on campus, you could make a plea to the school.
Oh, yeah.
To have some sort of.
No, it's independently owned place. There's four owners of this complex.
Well,
like
I mean,
I said, there's
word is going to spread about this incident. And then if they don't put cameras in, I would think people are going to look at this like, okay, you're not spending the money that's required to keep this place safe. Why would I pay for my kid to live here going forward?
Yeah. And I wouldn't.
Right.
Because there's a place called The Edge. There's a place called The Hub. There's a place called The Retreat. All right. These are newer spots that I guarantee you they got security cameras.
Right. Right.
If they don't, they certainly should install them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was scary as hell, especially since I'm 3.5 hours away. And I couldn't believe she didn't call me in the middle of the night on Saturday. She waited until she got up at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning to tell me and my wife the story. So I said, you know what? I got to get down there because I need to talk to people. But I just can't imagine what was going through her mind when someone's trying to bust into her bedroom door. She has no idea who it is. If it was just some idiot college kid, I could see maybe he just would fall asleep on the couch. That's why I'm not sure it was.
Mm-hmm. No, you have no idea. It could be anything.
Yep.
But I do know that drunk college kids do stuff like that.
They
but
do.
That doesn't mean it's okay. It's obviously not okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This kid has to
He needs to be arrested.
He needs to be punished.
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
hopefully
he needs to be penalized.
Somehow they're going to catch him.
They're not going to catch him.
I don't know how.
They're not.
If they don't have an ID or any sort of you know,
because it's not like they're going to put cameras in, you know, tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, but can't don't they always get caught with like Ring doorbells next door? Like
there's no Ring.
There's nothing
on her floor. There's nobody who's got. Now we ordered a Ring, so the Ring will be there on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But none of them have Ring doorbells.
No, but I mean like across the street or like at the 7-Eleven,
like a traffic cam.
Yeah, yeah, traffic cam. You know what I mean? Like stuff like you could see people coming and going and maybe kind of closing.
It's kind of hard
time.
To explain if you haven't been there, but in this specific complex, there aren't spots like
it's
that.
It's just kind of isolated.
There's an elementary school across the street. All right, mm-hmm. And there's probably cameras there.
Mm-hmm. I would think,
but he clearly didn't, you know, run to the elementary school. Mm-hmm. Either he ran to another building or he just ran to the street. Not like there's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to the cops about that. They said, you know what, you know, if there's not a camera right there at the building, we're not going to find it.
Right. That's terrible.
So I just wanted to. That's why I wasn't here yesterday, because I was down in Blacksburg.
I thought you weren't here because you were sad the Commanders won.
I was happy they won. I put a bunch of money on FanDuel.
Mm. Are you going to bet on them this week?
Oh, yeah. They're not losing to the Giants.
They're playing the Giants. I mean, you saw how bad the Giants looked last night. The
last time you did this bit, you had pasta sauce all over your friggin' head.
I've officially gotten out of the business of dumb one-way bets.
Right.
I only now bet for financial duress. Right, lose money out of my pocket. That's much more palatable than getting a vat of marinara dumped on my head.
Yeah, I mean, I was like I said, I was live betting on FanDuel the Commanders for most of the game.
Right.
Now I was only putting $3, $4, $7 on it, but at the very end, I put $65 to win $10.
Yeah.
When they were up 12-7, and they
why'd you do that
after the dumb. Who's their Waldron? Is that their
Shane
OC?
Shane Waldron.
Yeah, after his
dumbass.
He's actually a dumb person.
Called the on the goal line, gave the ball to a backup guard.
Right.
Why did didn't you see? I was actually pissed.
Yeah.
There's a one time I was pissed, maybe a couple times, but the players were all celebrating like they won the game. There were 6 minutes left. Yeah. I was actually going nuts. I was like, guys, you got to get stops. If you don't get stops, we're gonna, you know, still gonna lose this game.
I don't know. I just felt like I was confident they were gonna close it out after they got the fumble recovery.
And they didn't. They went 3-0.
They
didn't.
They were down. Yeah.
All right. You want to go to Bob real quick at Charlottesville? He says he had same issue at Virginia Tech. And listen, I don't want to slander Virginia. I don't think it's a Virginia Tech thing. I think this kind of stuff happens.
No, it happens. It's life. Sure, it happens at every college town.
It's life. Yeah. Bob, what's up?
Hey man, no, it's not Virginia Tech. It's these apartment complex owners. They mm-hmm. don't do anything. My daughter's place, until I put Ring in mm-hmm. and caught two guys going in, she had a first floor apartment, and the girls, because it was key locked, mm-hmm. they leave, they forget to lock the door,
yep.
they're drunk, they forget their keys, and so it's the apartment complex. But until I put Ring in and caught them on camera, they wouldn't. The door lock was horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they wouldn't fix anything until I caught their own guy sneaking in. Again, this is Chase, without approval. And I caught him on film, and then they went in and they fixed all the locks. They put locks on the girls' doors. They don't do anything until something like this happens.
Right.
But like you got to stay on it, because it's horrible what these guys will get away with.
That's that's why I wanted to bring it up on the air, because you know, people in Blacksburg can hear the story, and they need to do something. These owners, I mean, they need to put security cameras for all of these.
The same way. They wouldn't do anything until I caught them.
Yep.
And then they move, and it's just ridiculous. Anyway, thanks.
All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
The good thing is the police officer that I talked to, who was the lead investigator in all this deal, he said he's going to go to the rental office and talk to them and give them the police report and say, this is what we recommend. It's not by law. You mm-hmm. can't force them to do it.
Right.
But this is what we recommend.
I'm going to read this. My buddy, I'm not going to say names, his kids go there. We've got one left. He says, his daughter lives right next door at the Chase. She didn't hear about this case, but she's heard that it's happened several times this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several times.
It does. It happens a lot, and it can't go unpunished.
Right.
It really can't.
Absolutely. Coming up next, we will be joined by Brian Robinson, running back for your Washington Commanders. He's next here on The Fan.